Now let's talk about a doctor. A doctor or a teacher? Parlons maintenant du docteur ou de l'enseignant dans l'église. Nous avons vu des pasteurs qui sont des enseignants. Un enseignant dans l'église, c'est un pasteur. Il y a des pasteurs enseignants, ils se limitent là. Donc, un enseignant est teacher. Un enseignant qui est un ministre ici, c'est un ministre. Ok? Un enseignant, c'est un ministre. Un enseignant, c'est un serviteur de Dieu qui est doté de la connaissance divine. Prenez note, un enseignant dans une église, c'est quelqu'un qui est doté, un serviteur de Dieu qui est doté de la connaissance divine. On est en train de faire la connexion des dons du Saint-Esprit avec le ministère. Toi, tu es un ministre. We are busy connecting the gift of the Holy Ghost with the ministries. There are 5 ministries. Welcome Anna, Kashol, Adu, Daniel, welcome. Pepong, Elvis, welcome. You are in the house of God. We say a pastor is a servant of God who is gifted with the gift of knowledge, wisdom, and the discernment of the Spirit. That is a complete pastor. That is why you and I, we have to follow the way to increase the knowledge of God, the discernment of the Spirit, the wisdom of God. A teacher is a ministry. A teacher is a ministry, is a minister. Okay? According to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. He's a minister. A teacher is a servant of God who is gifted with the knowledge of God. A teacher has a special knowledge of God who helps in the understanding of the word of God. Un enseignant, c'est un serviteur de Dieu qui est doté du don de la connaissance de la parole de Dieu. C'est-à-dire, celui-là, quand il prêche, il te présente la pensée de Dieu à travers la Bible. Il te fait comprendre la Bible que tu n'avais jamais comprise avant. Quand tu écoutes la personne prêcher, tu comprends la pensée de Dieu. When you hear such a person preaching, a teacher, you understand the will, the thought of God, the mind of God. Why? Because he's a teacher. He is a teacher. He knows it is his domain. He is in that domain, in that field of a teaching. He knows the word of God. He knows the knowledge of the word of God. That teacher breaks down the understanding of the word of God. He has the knowledge of God. That is the teacher. We have seen, my brother, my sister, pastors with the gift of knowledge. That pastor is a teacher. You're going to see that pastor, he does not do deliverance. He does not have the gift of a prophecy. But he can preach the word of God in such a way you understand it very well. Because what? He has the gift of knowledge. You can see the connectivity between the ministry of teaching and the gift of knowledge. You can't be a teacher if you don't have the gift of knowledge. There are pastors in this world, they have the gift of knowledge. But when you understand it very well, they are teachers. Il y a des pasteurs dans ce monde, ils ont le don de la connaissance. Quand tu vas très profondément, ces gens-là, ce sont des enseignants. Ce sont des enseignants de la parole de Dieu. Ils savent mieux la parole de Dieu. Mais un pasteur, on a parlé déjà du pasteur et de l'enseignant, n'est-ce pas? C'est là où nous sommes. On va arriver à l'évangéliste. Alléluia. Un pasteur, c'est celui qui est complet. Mais un pasteur qui est seulement enseignant, il n'est pas complet. Si tu es pasteur avec le don de la connaissance, mais tu n'as pas le don de la sagesse, tu n'as pas le don de discernement de l'esprit, il y a quelque chose qui manque. Mais dans une église, on peut avoir un pasteur complet et avec un enseignant. In a church, if you are a pastor, you have the knowledge, the gift of knowledge, but you don't have the gift of wisdom and discernment of the spirit, you are not complete. But we have seen many pastors, they focus on the teaching of the word of God. But if they don't have the discernment of the spirit, there will be a problem. That is why you and I, understanding this revival word of God, we need to increase our knowledge in God to have this gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom and discernment of the spirit. Then you will be a complete pastor. So we have spoken about the pastor, we have spoken about the teacher, isn't it? On a parlé de pasteur, on a parlé ici de l'enseignant, n'est-ce pas? Il reste qui? Il reste quoi? Who can tell me remaining ministry? Who can send here the remaining ministry? I want you to interact, please. Je veux que tu puisses réagir. On a parlé des pasteurs déjà. On a donné la définition des pasteurs. On a donné la définition de l'enseignant. Il reste qui encore? Quel ministre qui reste? J'attends ici. Envoyez. Il reste quel ministre? Who can send me the list of remaining ministers? Who can send the list of remaining ministers? I want you to interact, my brother, my sister.